David Tumusime has already published several stories. In a moment, we'll be hearing from the man himself as part of our ongoing series on the programme about new writers in Africa. First, though, here's a taste of David Tumusime's story. It's called Midday Sun.
The handheld bell tolls. Thomas Mazima knows he will not make it, but he tries. He's almost out the door when the daily dreaded question is flung to him.
Tommy, you're not coming for lunch with us?
Mazima turns round to face his questioner. But he's not only facing his questioner, he's also facing his 74 classmates who wait with barely concealed grins. Mazima obliges. No, not today. To the joyful shouts of,
have a wonderful lunch by yourself,
and
don't finish the oxygen, we also need it,
Mazima stumbles out of the classroom smiling. He walks quickly to the stairs and bounds down them two at a time. Six bounds. On the first floor, there are still a few students milling in the corridor. These few are stepping into the searing bright midday sun and going round to the back of the single school building. Mazima does not have to go there to know what they're going to do. The lingering aroma of freshly boiled yellow matoke, the curling sweet smell of oiled groundnut paste soup, the sharp, fast, disappearing fragrance of steamed fish and meat reaches even here. The rusted, rickety grey iron school gate is wide open. The elderly white-haired watchman, in his wooden cubicle by the gate, bent over his full plate, is absorbed in tearing with his teeth a piece of grey fat from a chunk of bone and meat. How much is he paid? Mazima wondered. Can't be much. Being a watchman is one of the most despised professions. His own father is in business. So is his mother. Mazima's school is on Sir Apollo Kagwa Road in Old Kampala. Lunching is given a full hour. He has plenty of time. Though Sir Apollo Kagwa Road leads to the centre of the city and Old Kampala is part of the city, the road is not congested. Only occasionally are 14-seat taxis and small, privately owned vehicles zooming past. He walks by the side of this road, trying to have as little dust as possible coating his ragged 4-year-old black barter shoes. He walks, looking leisurely and carefully around him. He tries not to notice too much the verandas of the shops by the side of the road, filled with munching luncheoners. He walks with his hands in his pockets and his shirt unbuttoned at the collar. He walks, absorbing the hot flaying of the scorching midday sun, less painful than the regular tightening and relaxing in his empty stomach. He walks. The lunch hour is almost over, he thinks. It's almost over. It's almost time. It's almost time.
A rather poignant tale, Midday Sun by David Tumusime of Uganda. So what inspired such a touching story? Was it autobiographical or otherwise? Well, that's what Christine Otieno started by asking David when she met him in the Ugandan capital.
Well, no, it didn't exactly happen to me, but I knew someone it did happen to. We were studying with him, I think, while around senior one or two. He was a very brilliant student, but unfortunately came from like up country, and he had come to our school on like a scholarship of sorts. But unfortunately, this being Uganda, things don't come on time. He doesn't get his amount of scholarship on time, and basically he doesn't have food to eat. So like when it comes to time for lunch, if nobody buys him lunch or something, he tries to find somewhere to find to spend his time, and basically it was wandering around town and that kind of thing. And of course I didn't put in the story, but in the end he got mental problems because of that. But that's not in the story, unfortunately. Hope I'll write it one day, maybe.
We've heard your story. We know about your school boyfriend. What about you? Who is David? What characterizes David?
What characterizes David? I think I would say I'm crazy about writing. That's what characterizes me. I've been crazy about writing since I was like 12 years old, and I've been doing it since then and up to now. The other things come in and go out, but writing, reading, Those are the two major things in my life, and that's what characterizes me usually.
Do you find it fulfilling and satisfying to be a writer in Uganda, or are there very many pitfalls and hurdles?
Personally, it's fulfilling because this is what I've always wanted to do, and this is what I do, and I could have done a lot of things, but I've decided to stick to writing. So it's personally fulfilling. But when you go career-wise, living standard-wise, no, it isn't. It's very far from it. And the sad thing is I know many friends of mine who are writers are leaving the country because of that, but I wouldn't trade it for anything, I think, all the same.
Would you consider publishing in Uganda? Is that something that you dream of, having your books published right here in your own country?
I think that's a dream of every Ugandan, to have their book published in Uganda. But I don't know whether it's possible, because I think they publish like 57 titles, the leading publication in Uganda, and that's for all books, not just novels or whatever, but all types of books, business, politics, whatever, 57 times. So that's very, very, very low. So you can see the chances of being published in Uganda very minuscule. And of course, they say that if a book is put in a bookshop in Uganda, like a novel, for example, it will take about 3 years to ship about 10 copies. So that's how bad it is. So I'm not seeing I'll publish in Uganda, really, for the moment.
So when you're not dreaming about being published in Uganda, what do you do? What do you do in your spare time if you're not writing or reading?
Spare time.
You haven't got any?
I don't think I have any spare time. But if you mean what do I do as in day-to-day, I write for a newspaper in Uganda, The New Vision. That's basically what I do in my other time. But most of the time, it's reading or watching movies.
What literal delight should we expect from you?
I'm working on a novel at the moment, which isn't yet complete, but give me 4-3 months, I think it'll be through. I'll be through with it. And I have a number of short stories on my table. You can't believe it, but this is the first story I sent out, and that was because a friend of mine really pressured me into sending it, so I just finally did it to get off my back.
And we're glad he did. Ugandan writer David Tumusime speaking in Kampala.